here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Julio Cortazar, born Brussels, Belgium, to Argentine parents, 1914, who wrote dreamlike, fantastic stories collected in the English translation Blow Up and other stories. In one story, a man reading a mystery novel becomes the murder victim in the novel he is reading. Man staring at an animal in a zoo realizes that he's become that animal. In another, a man in a hospital dreams that he's about to be sacrificed by Aztecs, only to realize that he actually is about to be sacrificed by Aztecs, and he's only been dreaming that he was in a hospital. It's the birthday of the French-Italian-Polish poet Guillaume Apollinaire, born 1880 in Rome, born Wilhelm Albert Vladimir Apollinaris Kostrowiczki, the illegitimate child of a Polish woman who was living in the Vatican. He was raised in gambling dens in Italy, Monaco, Paris, and on the French Riviera. When he was young, he assumed the identity of a Russian prince. He was a friend of Picasso's, but a poet by vocation and credited with coining the word surrealism. Joined the infantry during World War I, wrote poetry in the trenches, suffered a head wound, died of influenza during the epidemic of 1918. It's the birthday of Albert Sabin, born 1906 in Bialystok, Poland, to Jewish parents. The last name was Saperstein. Family immigrated to this country in 1921. Started his research on polio while he was still a medical student at NYU, and later at the University of Cincinnati proved that the polio virus entered the body not through the respiratory tract, but through the digestive tract. And so he set out to create an oral vaccine, which was approved for use in 1960, and the Sabin vaccine became the vaccine of choice around the world. It's the birthday of Stephen J. Dubner, born Duanesburg, New York, 1963, co-author of Freakonomics. His parents were both raised Jewish but converted to Catholicism. Dubner, raised Catholic, converted to Judaism as an adult. He wrote, "We have chosen our religion, rejecting what we inherited for what we felt we needed. This is a particularly American opportunity." Here's a poem for today by Sam Hamill entitled Lifer, McNeil Island Correctional Center. Hunched over hard white bread in plastic soup bowl filled with gruel, he looked like a stork, a silly angel, all neck and bony shoulder wings and awkward beak. His head lifted, then fell in a slow, deliberate dance 3-4 times, doughy skinned in a gray room sickened by yellow light. He kept his eyes shut tight. Outside the prison dining hall, a turnkey slammed and locked the heavy iron gate. The old man placed his palms together softly, raised them to his stubbled chin, crossed himself, and ate. Lifer, a poem by Sam Hamill, from his book Almost Paradise, published by Shambhala Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.